Navarro. Snowfall and rain showers that brought a bit of relief to much of Colorado have leveled off, and drought conditions now remain steady across the state. Snowpack in the mountains is below average, and water levels in reservoirs statewide are hovering around 50% full. One-third of the state is experiencing the highest levels of drought. After last year's destructive wildfire season, state agencies are expecting fires to start earlier, burn longer, and cause more destruction. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the story.
Drought and dry vegetation means wildfires could start as early as spring in southeast Colorado before moving north up the western slope. Division of Fire Prevention and Control Director Mike Morgan was blunt when he delivered the 2021 Fire Outlook today.
We're having fire years, not fire seasons anymore.
The state will spend $45 million on firefighting this year. Morgan says their main strategy is to detect and control fires quickly, keeping them from becoming as large as the Cameron Peak and East Troublesome fires last year. The state bought a new Firehawk helicopter and signed contracts to use other helicopters and air tankers. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
A sweeping mental health bill is moving through the state legislature. It would fund a wide range of things like prevention, treatment, and extended programs for Coloradans struggling with addiction. Senator Brittany Pedersen sponsored the bill and says it has to be ambitious to overhaul the state's mental health system.
You're not going to solve it with one bill and one headline. This takes, I've always said, 5 to 10 years of work to change a system that has failed so many.
The bill would restore permanent funding for mental health initiatives that were cut during the pandemic, and some money would go toward new plans like a pilot program for elementary school students. And later this hour, the mega development in Denver near Coors Field is starting to open to the public. But will the public be open to being in crowds again? McGregor Square, with its hotel, restaurants, retailers, and condos, is counting on it.
There's a lot of pent-up energy that people have had. They've been locked away for so long.
Businesses at McGregor Square are feeling optimistic about the summer as people get vaccinated and Major League Baseball plans an all-star game. That story is coming up in 10 minutes. This is CPR News.